Amen. And for the reading of God's word, I'm reading from King James Version, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had afterward, he was hungry. Now, when the temptation came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angel charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil took him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give unto you if you shall fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for this morning. We said, oh God, that this is a day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for your word, oh God. You told prophet Isaiah, you say your word shall come forth and return without void. Father, let your word come forth, my Lord and my Father, so that it shall fall on solid ground and not on sinking sand. We pray, O God, that it will pierce the heart, the mind, and the soul for all believers in Christ Jesus, so that we can be reformed, we can be transformed, and we can look to the author and the finisher of faith in Christ Jesus. Father, we deliver ourselves in your hand, O God, and we pray, Holy Spirit, visit us one more time. Let your Shekinah glory fill this place, so that we shall never be the same as we come in. For your word, oh God, it is remedy unto the ears. Let it pierce heart, mind, and soul. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. And all of God's people say, amen, amen, amen. The topic today, and I would like to have it presented in the context of Matthew and Judges, chapter 16. And as we go through these passages, I want the message to resonate with you that never underestimate. And I will take you through the book of 2 Chronicles, where Joseph had said, "The battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to the Lord." And the reason why I decide that I would coin it in such a way to bring out the battle does not belong to you, but it belongs to the God that we serve. Because Thursday, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, when there was fear that was gripping Goma, I saw some of my colleagues. They were looking very anxious. They were looking very fearful. And I asked them, what is happening? And they said they've seen some people running. Some people running at Munigi's side. And the fear started to grip everybody that M23 was pursuing them. But I thank God for Jesus Christ that we can stand like Jehoshaphat and say, be still and know that there's a God that we serve. They shall pursue you, but they shall not find you in Jesus' mighty name. They shall pursue you. And in this month that we pursue holiness, Hebrews tells me, chapter 12, it says, pursue peace and holiness, for which no man can see God. I pray in Jesus' mighty name that who shall pursue us shall not find us in Jesus' mighty name. Because David asked, he said, Lord God, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? Shall I redeem and recover everything that I have lost from Saul? And he said, a time would come that you shall pursue, you shall conquer, you shall overtake. I pray in Jesus' mighty name that that day is coming when the devil shall stop pursuing us in Jesus' mighty name. Because he pursued Christ. But you see, sometimes we as Christians, we believe that God does not permit Satan or the devil to pursue us. I believe in this context, he said, if you are really the son of God, you have to pass through the test of time. They were often said, tough times don't last, but tough people last. I pray that we shall last in Jesus' mighty name. Even though the Son of God was tested, he proved himself that he's above temptation. He proved himself that his died and his sacrifice for every mankind's sinner, because the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, he said, I have tried Noah, he has failed me. I have tried Abraham, he has failed me. I have tried Moses, he has failed me. But the one that I will send shall surely not fail me, because he will die. He will die a death on the cross. He will shed his blood so that mankind's sin can be forgiven once and for all. I said the price was paid on the cross for me and for you, for your families. So the weapon, oh God, that is coming against us, be it from M23, be it from the enemy, should prosper against you in Jesus' mighty name. And God of people said, amen and amen and amen. He was tested. And he said, everything that the devil threw to him, he said, it was written. It is written. Even Satan said, it is also written. So never underestimate the power of the battle. But the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. In Judges chapter 16, we see what happened to Samson and Delilah. He said, if you love me, tell me your secret. What is it in you? What is in you that is giving you the power and the strength? She tried at least on three occasions, and the fourth occasion, she conquered him, because he said, "The strength lies in my ear, and if you shall remove my ear, you shall remove my power." But little do they know, and before going through the whole, little do they know that Samson continued to pray. And my Bible said, but Samson remembered the Lord. And he said, Lord, strengthen me one more time. And the Lord gave back God. He gave us a promise in Deuteronomy. He said, I shall never leave you nor forsake you, but I shall be with all those who call upon my name. I said, David, call upon my name. David said, help, oh Lord, I need. He said, when I look to the hills, from where cometh my help? My help belongs to the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I shall not dash my foot against a stone. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. But he who protects Israel shall protect us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. He shall protect us. Like how he protected Samson and he remembered him, he shall remember us in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever trouble you're going through, he shall remember you. Whatever promise you're going through, the Lord thy God shall remember you. He has remembered Noah, he shall remember you. He has remembered Abraham. Abraham said, my Lord and my Father, remember my cousin Lot. He said, Lot, I shall deliver you. Oh, my Lord and my Father, because one man standing the gap, because of Abraham standing in the gap, he said, Lord, go out, I shall remember you. As he remembered Rachel, he said, give me children or I die. He shall remember you in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever trials and tribulation, take it to the Lord in prayer, because the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord thy God. Jehoshaphat was the king. And Jehoshaphat, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat was a Judah king. The Moabites and the Amorites, they came to wage war against him. Understandably so, some people were afraid. They were brought to fear to the king and basically told him. They said, king, they are coming against you. Mind you, they said, king, they are coming against you, not us. A whole lot of people are coming from beyond the sea, and they are coming for you. Jehoshaphat was afraid, and rightly so. The Judean army was not in comparison to the great army, the Moabites and Amorites. Also, such a tiny nation withstand attack of the most powerful enemy. But Jehoshaphat did not put his faith in wisdom, money, or the might of his army. He put his faith in God. And if we put our faith in God today, I tell you, all things are possible. All things are possible. He dropped everything and he sought the Lord. He commanded a fast throughout the land, like Daniel fasted. This was a man who knew the battle was not his to fight or to win, but it belongs to the Almighty God, the most powerful of all. In his prayer in 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 6 to 12, he recognized the sovereignty of God. He was basically saying, he said, God, you created the heavens and the earth. There is no one greater than you. No one that is greater and mightier than you, my Lord. A whole lot of people coming after us to destroy us, oh my Lord and my Father, but you have the power to stop them. which you said, O God, you can prevail against them. So there I am. Here your people are, humbly bestowed and bowing down before you, asking for your help, for your grace and for your mercy. Hear us, my Lord and my Father, and come to our aid. That is the prayer of Abraham, the faithfulness of Abraham. That is the prayer of Moses. That is the prayer of Isaac. That is the prayer of Jacob. They stand in the gap. They hold the ground. And instead of fearing, they put their trust in the Lord thy God, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. You just acknowledge him in every part of your way, and he shall direct you in Jesus' mighty name. For the battle does not belong to you. The battle belongs to the Lord thy God. The entire country stood before the Lord waiting for an answer. And the answer came. And if you read 2 Chronicles chapter 12, chapter 20, verse 13, the response was swift. He said, do not fear nor dismay, because this is a great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord. Tomorrow, go down against them. We shall go down against them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. It's like what Jesus told the disciples. He says, stand still and know that I am thy God. Because if I speak to that storm, it shall listen to me. It shall hear me. It shall honor me. And he spoke to them. He said, be still and know that I am still God. For what I say I can do, I will do it. Because he's not a man that he will lie. Not a son of God that he will profess. What he said I could do, he will do it. If he say I shall do it for you, he shall do it. Because our God is able. He is able, more than able, to conquer every fears that come your way. He is able to conquer anything that happened to you. Because he, my Lord and my Father, he said, my word is more sharper than a two-edged sword. I can cut the edge of it. I can remove the bronze of the gate, oh God. So whenever I speak, oh God, I say, go, go shall you be in Jesus' mighty name. He said, tomorrow, a time like this, you shall go down and the victory shall be yours in Jesus' name. As he tells Sarah, he said, a day shall come, a time like now, where you shall give birth. Sarah laughed at him. But he said, oh, my Lord and my Father, when she gave birth, she said, my Lord, live so mighty God, so glorious, so marvelous, because in her old age, she was able to give birth in Jesus' mighty name. Because as I said, he shall not leave you nor forsake you. Just call upon his name, and he's there to listen to you. He's there to answer to your cry. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, shall pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I shall hear from heaven, and I shall answer their prayers, and I shall heal the land in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray that you shall heal this land. You shall heal this land of Goma. You shall bring peace into this land. Peace, oh God, that surpass all understanding, that we cannot comprehend. I said, peace shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. He said, you will not need to fight this battle. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Do not be fearful. Be dismayed. Tomorrow, you will go against them, for the Lord is with you. And if God is with you, who can be against you? No one. No one. If God is for you, who can be against you? There is no one. There is no one. There is no one like Jesus. There is no one, there is no one like the Lord. There is no one, there is no one like Jesus. There was a lot of action word in these words. The English would say, there are a lot of verbs here. Action word or verb. Because the verb he's saying here is, you, I shall fight the battle. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There are a lot of action word here. Action word that tells us that he is still alive. That he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. The world may come against you, but stand still. Look, position yourself in him. But the people were obedient and they were submissive to God. They were obedient and they were submissive to God. And if you want to know about obedience, you ask Abraham. Because when he said, Abraham, pick up everything that you have, all your possession, and go to a land where I will show you. Abraham did so. He did so not grudgingly, not unwillingly, but he did so by faith. My brothers and my sisters, I am telling you, whatever you speak in faith, he said, if I speak to that mountain and I say, be removed, it shall be removed in Jesus' name. My Lord and my Father, we stand today in faith, believing that there's a God somewhere, that there's a God, the creator of heaven and earth, who is interceding, oh God, for us in Jesus' mighty name. We shall not waver, we shall not be weary, for he said, continually offer me glory, praise, and honor, then I shall hear from heaven, and then I shall deliver you out of the hands of your enemy in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord thy God, he goes with you to fight against them, your enemy, to be with you victorious. And when he shall say these things, God is for you. Who can be against you? The battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. Don't take the battle seriously. Don't joke with the devil. Don't sleep with Satan. As a friend of mine said, he said, everybody is a man of God. He said, nobody is a man of Satan. Whatever circumstances you're going through, whatever trials and tribulation, whatever temptation would come. But those that endure it to the end, those that are the one that will carry the cross, those that are the one that have run the race of endurance, focusing on the cross, the author and the finisher of our faith in Christ Jesus, he would be with you now and forevermore. You know, I am coming from South America, which is bordering the Caribbean. And I've had a lot of, affiliate print. And when they were questioning and asking, why these runners, the fast one, the one over 100, 200, and 400? They say, why are you always winning? Even the female, like Sherry Ann Fraser. But the message that resonates with everybody is that from the time they said, on your marks, the focus is on winning the race. And then, you know, they said, on your marks, get set. Then you take your position. And then you wait for the song of the gun. And they said, go. But one of my mistakes I remember when I was running, I was away ahead of my group, you know, on the 15, on the 19, open. And when I look back, I saw my competitor behind me And when I look in front of me, my competitor had passed me. Then the coach called me. He said, "Why did you look back?" I said, "I was looking to see who was behind me." He said, "When you look in front, what happened? Did you see people before you?" I said, "Yes." He said, "There is when you lost the battle. When you look back." My brothers and my sisters, I am telling you today, don't look back. Don't look in the rear view mirror. Whatever is at the back, let it stay behind. Whatever in front of you, pursue it in Jesus' mighty name. Forget the former thing. He said, forget the latter thing. Because the former, my Lord, my Father, shall be more better than what has passed. If you pass through that season, we thank God that you still have life. We thank God that you still have breath, that you can pursue. You can win that battle. Don't look back. Look forward. Look to the author and the finisher of your faith in Christ Jesus, because he is more than a conqueror. He has conquered death. He has conquered the grave. He has conquered sin. He has shed his blood that mankind's sin can be forgiven. I said, look forward in Jesus' mighty name. The battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Glory to his name in Jesus' mighty name. My friend and my Savior, I ask you today, I plead today, whatever fight you are going through, whatever battle you are fighting, don't take it upon yourself. Give it to the Lord thy God. He is ready to receive it. He is ready to deliver you. He is ready to save you from any destruction that may come against you in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people say, hallelujah, amen to his name. The glory be to his name. He most high. He is Alpha. He is the beginner. He is the end. He is the conquering lion. He is the tribe of Judah. Whatever he say, he will do for us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Shall we stand? Shall we stand? Stand believing. Stand trusting that he is Lord thy God. He's still sitting on the throne. Whatever your problems, whatever your tribulation, he said, trials and temptation would come. But know that I've overcome. I have overcome. He can overcome for you today. Whatever battle, whatever temptation, whatever struggle you are struggling in your mind, your body, and your soul, know that the God that we serve is still sitting on the throne. And on his right hand is Jesus Christ our Lord, interceding for each and every one of us. Just take it to him in prayers. For the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the assurance. We thank you, oh God, for the promise, my Lord. As you promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As you promised Daniel. As you promised David. As you promised Noah. Father, let it be for us in Jesus' mighty name. Help us, oh God, to serve you diligently. To serve you faithfully, knowing that our faith is on you. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariot, but we shall trust in the Lord, because we believe, oh God, that the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord. Father, fight our battle in Jesus' name. Protect us in this land, my Lord and my Father. Whatever the enemy may come from, oh God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of God, by the Lamb, oh my Lord and my Father, they shall be defeated, my Lord. Father, we surround this village, we surround this camp, we surround this church, we surround this country with an edge of fire, oh God. We pray, oh my Lord and my Father, that our pursuer, my Lord, shall be defeated in Jesus' mighty name, because we stand on your promise and we believe, oh God, that so shall it be from this time forth and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe, and all the God of people say amen and amen. God bless you.